Fake news.
Let's turn on television. I watched for a couple of minutes and...
Out of that protest by Colin Kaepernick, 49ers quarterback knelt instead of standing during the national anthem at last night's game.
Give me a break.
What so proudly we
hailed at the twilight. One of Colin Kaepernick's teammates joined him in taking a knee, and a Seattle Seahawks player also didn't stand for their national anthem.
What the hell are we doing?
And on the first Sunday of the NFL season, more shows of protest. And it happened on the solemn 15th anniversary of September 11th. Several Miami Dolphins players kneeled on the sidelines. A player with the Kansas City Chiefs and two New England Patriots raised their fists in the air.
We're very stupid people.
U.S. women's national soccer team player Megan Rapinoe is the latest athlete to protest systemic inequality and racism by refusing to stand for the national anthem.
I don't give a damn.
You haven't by the
Wouldn't you love to see one of these NFL owners, when somebody disrespects our flag, to say, get that son of a bitch off the field right now, out, he's fired. He's fired!
That is a freedom of expression. I hate to do anything that's going to stop or suppress free speech.
If you side with the president, then you find it just plain disrespectful. And you're really not going to be able to change your opinion on that. You're not really listening to what the other side is saying. You can disagree with it, agree with it, but these are the kind of conversations we have to have in order for us to move forward in this country.